The Guardian.
An international team of scientists proposes to send a spaceship to Mars to bring back samples of rock that may contain microscopic life forms. It would be the most challenging space mission since the moon landings in 1969. And if successful, it would lay the groundwork for a manned flight to Mars. Our science correspondent, James Randerson, has seen the plans.
This is really the most audacious plan for a space mission since the Apollo program in the 60s and 70s. What they're proposing to do is to send a robotic mission to Mars to pick up rocks and samples of atmosphere and possibly, just possibly, some Martian life, microscopic life in the soil, and bring it back to Earth so that it can be analysed and looked at by scientists. I mean, an incredibly difficult task to achieve, but scientists reckon that we could do it by somewhere between 2018, 2023, and the whole thing would cost between $4.5 and $8 billion.
Why is it so difficult?
We've started to get quite successful, or well, actually mainly NASA has started to get quite successful at sending probes to Mars that orbit and land and send rovers around. I mean, we have the Spirit and Opportunity rovers that have been trundling around on the surface of Mars for the last 4 years, and they've achieved a great deal. And we have the Mars Phoenix lander, which touched down in May this year. So we got quite good at sending probes to Mars and landing them, but no one's tried to take off from Mars and bring anything back. So that's difficult. It's harder than taking off from the moon because the gravity's stronger and there's an atmosphere to contend with, although it would be easier to take off than on Earth. The other really difficult thing is getting your sample back to Earth without any kind of major hitches. And the reason you have to be worried about this is you don't want to either contaminate Mars with microbes from Earth, and you don't want to kind of discover an Earth microbe that you've taken with you and think it's life on Mars, if you see what I mean. You also don't want to kind of contaminate Earth with any microbes from Mars. So what you have to do is seal your samples up in a container inside your spacecraft and then get that sealed container back to Earth safely through the atmosphere without it burning up and spreading its cargo everywhere. And once you do land it on Earth, you've got to take it immediately to a top-level biosecurity lab in order to analyze it. So all of that is very difficult to do, and that's where they're going to have to put a lot of thought in.
And what needs to happen before this mission goes ahead?
Last week, detailed plans were presented at a meeting in Paris, and those plans have been passed now to the head of NASA and the head of the European Space Agency and other space agencies. This would be too expensive for one space agency to do alone, so it's certainly going to be, if it goes ahead, a collaborative international effort. Both the major space agencies have important sort of decision points in November. There's a meeting of the European science ministers which will give the go-ahead for future missions, this one included. And, of course, there's the American election. A lot hangs on that. So, really, November is the important point at which this plan will be decided on, and then the whole thing will go into the next phase of really detailed planning of the technology that you would need.
So 2020, we may or may not send a robotic device to Mars. How long before we send people to Mars?
That, of course, is a much more difficult challenge because it takes you months to get to Mars, and when you get there, it's a much more hostile environment than the moon, for example. So that is really decades away. I mean, this particular exercise would, I think, be a precursor for doing that. I mean, if you can't get a spacecraft to Mars and bring back some rocks, then you're going to have a tough job taking humans there with all the other risks that include.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.